Hello everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio, and with me today is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking. It's a beautiful, lovely day. As you can see, I've got the flag of Nicaragua behind me, not just for Espinosa Cigars, but for all the people of Nicaragua representing today.
Very nice. So today we are talking about the 601 Blue Label Maduro Toro. It's more of a Toro Extra 6.25x54 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Connecticut Broadleaf. Binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. Price point is $8.95, and this cigar was released in August of 2016. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your smoking experience like?
So this is kind of one of those cigars that I know Will Cooper on Primetime has talked about blue not being a good color for a wrap for a cigar band. But I think if you saw the cigar on the shelf, you'd probably gravitate towards it. The blue, and it's kind of a royal blue. It's got like some gold accents. It really pops for me. And then it stands nicely against the Maduro wrapper, which is just like it's a great looking wrapper. It's smooth. It's dark chocolate. It's got a nice soft box press. If I saw that on the shelf, you know, not knowing what it was, I think I would definitely gravitate towards it. Wrapper's got some nice spices, Spanish cedar. It's got that kind of chocolate cocoa. And then out of the foot, I got this like really intense syrupy sweet tobacco. Like if you've shoved your nose in a Pallone before, that sort of rich tobacco. So that'd be pretty excited to light up. First third, I got some creaminess, a little bit of sweetness, that powdered cocoa I was getting off the nose, a little bit of leather, some mild cedar, and some sweetness. And then as the cigar progressed, they all kind of sort of melded together and got a little bit of vegetal, I'd say almost a clover note, so like a fresh vegetal note. Then in the second, third, cocoa kind of picked up in intensity. It kind of pushed the baking spices aside because the cocoa was so intense. And then towards the sort of downside of the second, third, got a little bit of roasted barbecue flavors. And with that, the cocoa just kind of fell right off. Going into the last third, got some really charred earthy notes to start it up. Fortunately, those kind of faded a few minutes in and then didn't really taste a flavor. I know that, you know, as reviewers, we like to wax poetic, but I tasted tobacco, which is not a bad thing. I mean, I enjoy the flavor of tobacco, but there's no other flavor I could really pick up other than tobacco. So it was enjoyable, but didn't really stand out. And then once I took the band off, that char kind of returned a little bit for the sort of inch and a half I had left on the cigar. Burn was amazing. The ash was actually holding on. If you're trying to do a long ash competition, I feel like this might be the cigar for you because I was getting 2-inch ashes and I kind of had to forcefully knock it off so it wouldn't drop in my lap. Zero top touch-ups, and this is what I would classify as a razor-sharp burn straight across the whole way. Didn't need to baby it at all. Draw was... I rated it as very good, and I would say normally with Espinosa release cigars, I never have a draw issue, but it did start out a little bit resistant, and I'm not sure if that's from the soft box pressing. Fortunately, about halfway through the first third, it kind of, I would say, fell into what I would call almost perfect draw, so it's still a little snug, but really not a complaint about for the remainder of the smoking experience. What about you?
For me, the cigar started out with a kind of profile of dark wood, had some baking spice along with a little bit of a I was also getting like kind of like a fairly heavy spice that was present on my lips through the first few draws, which is not something I normally get from about a half inch in. The pepper and baking spice kind of settled down, letting that cocoa move back up to work along with that dark wood. Retrohale was showing off that black pepper and the baking spice, but not much else was detectable there. They were very full there. About an inch in, dark wood and cocoa are all that's kind of left in the profile. Pepper and baking spice now really only present on the retrohale. Getting the second third, kind of a continuation of that dark wood and the cocoa. Half inch in, a little bit of ashiness joins the profile. Retrohale is a bit of a dark wood along with some mild black pepper to it. As the second third was coming to a close, the cocoa dropped out of the profile. Dark wood is up front, faint ashiness in the background. Gaining the final third, a little bit of that cocoa note rejoined the profile. Dark wood gained a little bit of a char to it. Ashiness went away from the profile. Half inch in, char picked up a little bit more. So that started masking the cocoa in the profile. And about an inch in, the cigar began to warm up, bringing a little bit of mintiness to the profile along with that charred dark wood. And then as it came to a close, a little bit of that mintiness had subsided. Dark charred wood is kind of what remained as the lone flavor note there. Strength started slightly below medium and finished out medium in the final two thirds. So not another strength monster at all, even though, you know, people like to think that Maduros are stronger cigars. But in regards to the burn, a little bit wavy at times, but it always caught up with itself. Smoke production was really high throughout the whole smoking experience. It put off a lot of smoke.
Yep.
Ash held on in inch and quarter increments. So, you know, really nothing to complain about in regards to that. It was a little bit looser than I prefer. But it didn't really cause any issues in my smoking experience. I didn't have to like meter my draws or anything like that. It was just, you know, on the slight side of my preference. So overall, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
So we were kind of talking offline, and I guess the best analogy I could say is you take, if you were to take a top performing athlete in whatever sport or discipline from say 15 years ago, and then you put them against athletes today, they'd get their rear handed to them. And I feel like that is kind of the analogy I draw here, because I think when people see I say average cigar, they go, oh, it's a bad cigar. It's like, no, it's actually a very enjoyable cigar. The problem is that Espinoza has been producing cigars at an extremely high level. In fact, I'd say like for the last 3 or 4 years, either an Espinoza direct brand or an indirect brand they're making for somebody else has been making the top 25 list consistently every year because they've been releasing cigars at a very, very high level. So when you look at that, and I think that's something people need to take into account with their rating system, is that this cigar is being rated against those other Espinoza cigars and also the other cigars that are in the market. So when you look at that broader market, this is an average cigar. It's not a bad cigar. I enjoy it. I would smoke it again. But against those other releases, to me, this is a very average experience. What about you?
Yeah, I'd agree. You know, flavor profile centered around dark wood and cocoa, black pepper, baking spice present in the first third, a little bit of char joining in. You know, those flavors, just kind of describing them, are flavors that, you know, I enjoy. I think a lot of other people enjoy. It's you have to just kind of take it as the experience, and it's it's good. It's just not anything that's going to wow you. Construction is really good. I think people out like Maduros should definitely check the cigar out. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something to see if it fits in their wheelhouse. For me, I think I'd prefer this cigar in a smaller Vitola. I was kind of getting a little bored towards the end of it.
Yeah, Corona might be interesting.
It kind of waned off from, you know, you being able to pick out some of those flavors, and it became really core in regards to what the flavor profile was consisting around. You know, overall, I thought it was fairly average. Just kind of like you said, it's not a bad cigar. Just compared to what else is out there, it's just not going to grab your attention like some of the other cigars would. I'd still go back to it from time to time. It's definitely, like I said, definitely not a bad cigar.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, Corona Gorda, Robusto, something along those lines. That'd be more my speed.
Sorry, I think when you factor in the flavor profile, that's not, you know, super heavy, full bodied like a lot of Espinoza cigars are. The flavor profile is, you know, things I think everyone who smokes a Maduro is looking for. I think it's got a lot of mass market appeal. That is, you know, the non geeky boutique guy who's looking for the latest and greatest. This is kind of one of those cigars that could consistently be a performer in the market, regardless of what scores say. And you know, if I were producing this cigar, I would continue to produce this cigar because I think it would sell very well.
Yeah, and the price point is attractive. I mean, it's sub-$9, and this is for the Toro. So if you want a shorter Vitola, you know, a Robusto or something like that, it's going to be even cheaper. So, you know, it's just going to be something that you could go to and you know what you're going to get consistently.
Very consistent.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, is this from this batch or, you know, whatever. I think you could just say, all right, I feel like this tonight, you know, you can go to the humidor, grab this cigar, and you get it. And then,
maybe replacing the word average with just consistent is maybe a better descriptor, you know, like, is it really didn't have that waxing and waning that sometimes you see in cigars where it, you know, delivers in the first third and then falls apart. It was just a very consistent smoking experience.
Yep. So getting into the scores, you gave it a 5.47. I gave it a 6 even. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
So when I think of cigar that rates a 5.5, this is exactly that cigar. So again, you know, I think some people might tend to look at a 5.5 and say, well, it's a bad cigar. No, a 5.5 cigar is exactly an average cigar within the marketplace. It doesn't have anything that necessarily makes it stand out against some of the better performing cigars in the market, but you would smoke it if you had it, or you'd smoke it if it was at an attractive price point. And I think that accurately describes the cigar for me. What about you?
Yeah, my matches up well. I mean, I gave the first third a good flavor rating. Second and final third were kind of average, but the construction was really good, and that's what gets it up to that kind of that 6 mark. So it's just, you know, slightly above average flavor profile. with really good construction, and that's what gets you to the six mark for me. So, like I said, I definitely go back and smoke it again. It's not going to be, you know, top of my list that I'm going to do that, but you know, there's just have some of those days where like I'm not really sure what I want to smoke. Do I want to try something new and risk being disappointed, or do I want to go to something that's, you know, I think I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I think that's where this sits. You know, you just kind of have this as your standby cigar that you know you can go to when you're in the mood for just, you know, something solid that you don't have to pay a ton of attention to it, but you can enjoy it and do something else while you're smoking it. So,
absolutely agreed. Yeah.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, Developing Palettes. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Smoke Maduro.